is something that scholars have noted over and over again, that what is going on all through the New Testament is what you can call a transformation, a transvaluation of values, or an inversion of values, so that everything that we normally think is important and worthy is radically redefined. That means wealth, to be humanly wealthy, is to be able to be poor. To be an authority means to be able to serve people. To have power is to empower other people. And the Gospel of John does this in spades, because he's noted all through the Gospel that John is, the Johannine authors, are masters of irony. They keep using words in a way that is really precisely this inversion of values. And the word that comes up over and over in the latter part of the Gospel is this word glory. Glory, glory. God is glorified, Jesus is glorified. And what's that all about? Well, we could probably take a cue from that wonderful line from Irenaeus of Lyon, who said, "The glory of God is a human being fully alive." So what does it mean to be fully alive? And how is the Father glorified in the death of Jesus? Because as the Gospel of John will say later on, Jesus is most alive precisely when he is dying. That's the moment of his greatest vitality. That is, his life had been pushed to the absolute edge, where his fidelity to God led him to the cross, and being there, lifted up, as the Johannine writer puts it, Jesus is glorified by God. Jesus able to stand in that position in his life, stand behind what he did, who he was, what he said, without backing off, even in the face of death, his execution. And that's what glorifies God, too. We have a very hard time getting our heads around this, obviously, because so often in the church, the glory that we talk about is precisely glorious as the world, to use another Johannine word, uses it. Namely, something spectacular, something flashy, lots of bling, glitz, whatever, power. And yet, here we are on the verge of Passion Week, Palm Sunday being next Sunday. We need, I think, to work very, very hard to make this translation in our heads as to what is really glorious. What does a glorious human life look like? So again, it is this mutual. God is glorified in the fidelity of Jesus to the Father. And in that, the Father is glorified as well. So again, the transvaluation of values is absolute and complete in this notion of the glorification of Jesus.